How can we know if what we believe is true? Giuseppe, there are many religions in the world. There is Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, various ideologies and philosophies, many of which sound good, do good, make you feel good. Is it okay to choose based on how we feel in our hearts, based on what brings us peace? How do you know that you have the truth?
However, I do not. Nobody possesses the truth in this world. No one, absolutely no one has it. Only Jesus was the only one who fulfilling hundreds of prophecies, including the prophecy about his death that he fulfilled by dying, and including the prophecy about his resurrection that he fulfilled, as Psalm 16 said, speaking of the resurrection and other passages. And he is the only one who not only is the truth, but has also proven it, while all the other religions claim to have the truth, but no one provides evidence for it. In fact, if we go to John 14:16, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And therefore, proving Jesus, who has proven to be God incarnate, and that everything he said is truth, including John 6:47, truly I tell you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. And so, once we understood that he died and resolved, that he told the truth, and that everything in the gospel is truth, and that the devil has always tried to say that it is not true, but has never proven it, because the gospel cannot be proven false, for the simple fact that it is the truth. The love of God, the salvation of God, loving one's neighbor, making peace, that is practically every word, is absolutely perfect. In fact, it's been 2,000 years since the gospel exists, and it's been 2,000 years that all the devils, Satanists, and antichrists have tried to prove it's false, but they haven't succeeded. Nothing has changed. Every word of the gospel is the same as it was said 2,000 years ago. You can't improve. It's impossible to improve the truth. Once we comprehend this, we are aware that Jesus is the truth, not due to my personal feelings. I feel in my heart that this XX religion is the truth. I feel it in my heart. But excuse me, does one feel in their heart to become a serial killer? The other one feels in the heart to have an abortion. The other one feels in the heart, I believe it's right to commit adultery. I feel it. But what you feel doesn't matter. The facts, it is not permissible to go to court where there is a jury and make a statement like, Mr. Jury, the truth is this because I feel it. You should inform him. Listen, take your scooter and go ride somewhere else. It's a bit like the story of subjectivity and objectivity. What I think, what I believe, what this religion believes, that other religion, this political one, are all subjective things. However, Jesus is an objective thing. That is, it's true that he performed miracles. It's true that Marco promised in chapter 16 that if we believe in him, will also perform healings and miracles, said Marco in chapter 16. And this here is an objective thing because we see it today in all the churches, Christian brothers, including myself, who have the Holy Spirit and believe in it. We see miracles, we see miraculous healings. I have seen thousands of miraculous healings. And so this is the objectivity of Christ. The religions of the world are subjective, whereas Jesus Christ is objective. He is proven and verifiable. Other faiths haven't proven anything, utmost respect, but they haven't shown anything. Jesus showed everything.